And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm very happy to have in the studio with me today Tom Wilkins, who's the head of the Half Moon Bay Karawa Sister City Association. That's a mouthful, but what it means is we have a sister city, Karawa, on the west coast of Honshu in Japan. Did you know that? It's very similar, as Tom will explain, to our own community, and this is how we have the so-called ambassadors represent Half Moon Bay in Japan. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, John. Great to be with you.
So how did this program come about? It has a very interesting provenance. I just want to say that you yourself have an incredible international background, having lived 10 years in Japan, as well as Bahrain, New Zealand wife, many others. Not many other wives, but many other connections.
International experience.
International experience, should we say. So please go ahead and tell us about how this program got started.
Great, John. Thanks for having me. My wife and I and our young child, our first son, who was born in Japan, moved to Half Moon Bay in July of 1989. I have a deep love for the country and its people, and I thought it would be a great thing to do. In fact, I had sort of called it my dream to establish a sister city relationship for Half Moon Bay in Japan. So it was kind of a long process. We look at demographics such as like population, like industries, like physical geographical entities. So we look at Half Moon Bay, it's on the coast. We look at Kariwa, it's on the Sea of Japan. We look at industries. Japan is, or Kariwa rather, is largely agricultural with the very famous peaches that they produce, and also rice. They grow premium rice primarily to brew sake. Half Moon Bay, as everyone knows, is famous not only for pumpkins, but for Brussels sprouts, artichokes, and so forth. And also both have a fishing industry. So those are the kinds of demographics that we look at when coordinating a sister city establishment.
Excellent. Now, the student ambassadors, as you call the fortunate people that go over on the exchange, are selected how?
They're selected through a committee that we have, our board, and the process begins with us contacting the counselors and some of the teachers at Half Moon Bay High School and Pescadero High School and telling them that we have an opportunity this year, for example, of sending student ambassadors to our sister city in Kariwa. We give them applications to distribute to students. We get a pretty good turnout of people that are interested. Some of the criterion that we look at are the students' interest in international travel. Many of the students have had international travel and have been exposed to things international. If they have experience in Japanese or have been to Japan, that's a bigger plus. We don't require Japanese language skills, although that's a plus. But you'd be surprised at how many students have an interest in Japan through things like manga and other arts and music kinds of things. So when we established the relationship in Kariwa in 1992, we started with an art exchange, not a student exchange. And we did this through Hatch Elementary School and Kariwa Elementary School. And we had two people on our committee who were flight attendants that traveled to Tokyo once a week, every Friday, on a flight out of SFO. So we coordinated their flights with projects coming out of Hatch School, and they took them and handed it off to people at the airport in Tokyo. They took them up to Kariwa and collected art projects that we could display. And many people listening, I'm sure, will remember that we displayed those in the Half Moon Bay Library. So for the first 3 years, we didn't do any student exchanges. That didn't start until 1995, when we had the signing of the Affirmation Proclamation on Pumpkin Festival, October 13th, 1995. So our official 30-year anniversary is this year.
And you hope to celebrate this with a new garden at the Half Moon Bay Library. Full disclosure, my wife is the garden designer working on this project.
Yes, that's going to be sort of the capstone for the 30-year relationship, John, if we can get it to happen. We've worked closely with Allie, who is John's wife, as he mentioned, who's a master garden designer. She's come up with some really great ideas, which we've all endorsed so far. We're just going a little bit slow, deliberate in the step-by-step things we have to do to get this done. But yes, stay tuned for that.
That sounds very zen.
It will be. It will be.
So back to the students. How many are selected in a given year?
Typically two. And the typical pattern has been every other year, where the opposite year that we send students, or the subsequent year, we accept students from Kariwa. But for the last several years, because we missed during COVID sending or receiving anybody, so we've tried to catch up by doing it every year in both directions. In fact, right now we have two of our student ambassadors in Kariwa, Bella Piercy and Evelyn Brown, who are both soon to be seniors at Half Moon Bay High School, and they are finishing out their 3-week stay.
Are the costs covered for their flights, etc.?
Great question, and yes, they are. Through independent donations and Coastside Gives, which has been a godsend for us over the past several years, we're able to give a stipend which covers all transportation, both on the ground in Japan and the Trans-Pacific flights.
Given the length of time this program's been in existence, can you cite any particular individual that's gone on to do great things as a result of the program?
Well, there's more than one, but the one that sticks out, John, is a girl that we sent in 1996, so 29 years ago. She, because of her experience, and I'll say it's a life-changing experience for all of the students, they see their own lives and the world through a new lens after this experience. So that's one thing. The girl that I'm referring to came back, majored in Japanese and law at UC Berkeley, and became an attorney and was hired by a multinational company to represent them in Japan. So she's doing law, and, well, I don't think she's still there, but when she came back, she worked in Japan as a lawyer.
Kind of flipping the coin here, if you will. When the Japanese students come here, is there anything that sort of strikes them remarkably? In terms of cultural differences and, well, vice versa, the Half Moon Bay students going the other way?
When the Japanese students come here, for all of them, it's been their first time, and they are wide-eyed, dare I say, because everything is so big here. There's so many people and so many different types of people. And so conversely, that brings me to the Japanese people, and one of the things that our students recognize when they go to Japan is that Japan is a largely homogenous nation where Japanese are the only citizens. Mm-hmm. An example of this will be when my wife and I had to go get our driver's licenses in Japan. We did the test and did the driving, and of course the driving's on the opposite side like it is in the UK.
Yeah, the right side or left side.
The correct side.
Correct side.
We were struck by, when we got our actual driver's license, that there was no place for designating color of hair and color of eyes. Why is that?
Fascinating.
Because every Japanese has black hair. Every Japanese has brown eyes. So they don't even have a spot on the driver's license. So that's one thing that
That's an education in itself. Yeah. Cross-cultural communications. Wow. Phenomenal. Is a parent out there, or in fact a student that would be interested in this program, how would they contact you, Tom?
The best way is to contact us through our website. It's rather long, so here it is. HMB Kariwa, and that's spelled K-A-R-I-W-A, HMB Kariwa Sister City Association. com.
And, of course, folks, you can download this MP3 from this interview and then play it back if you want to get that URL. But we'll give it to you one more time. It's the Half Moon Bay Kariwa
Sister City Association.com.
What a fascinating program, and such an incredible opportunity for students to go get a slice of life in another culture entirely. So, Tom, I want to thank you very much for coming in, and this is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
A special thank you to contributor John Williams for our Feature Story of the Week, and thanks to Tom and everyone making the Sister City program a success. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.